plate a potential nugget.
And just changing track a little bit before coming back to your book, Harish, clearly there is a role of stories in the way consumers think about a brand. Stories also help in building culture in a company and in driving a certain set of values. What have you learned about the internal application of stories, if you will? What are the 3-4 things companies need to bear in mind to get that right?
What do you mean by the internal application of stories?
In the sense, within the Tata Group, there is, I realize there's a certain discipline in the way stories are shared in different forums, the way the stories are, what are the topics around which you share stories? There's an opportunity to be deliberate about how we use stories as a vehicle for transmitting values, transmitting culture from what I see. So I was wondering if that's a piece that's worth talking about.
If you take hashtag Tata Stories and this book, Deepak, the stories fall into 3 categories. The stories, there are stories of pioneers who have broken new ground, entered new industries, gone through tribulations of entering new industries and eventually made successes of them. So there are stories of pioneering. Mm-hmm. There are stories of excellence. If you look at J.R.D. Tata and his complete focus on excellence, or Nani Palkhivala, those are stories of excellence. Whereas stories of pioneering are stories of Jamshedji Tata and his quest for an integrated steel plant in India, or stories of Ratan Tata and his quest for India's first indigenous car, or stories of J.R.D. Tata and his quest for India's first commercial airline. So there are stories of pioneering, there are stories of excellence, and there are stories of giving back to the community in this book, Deepak. If you look at hashtag Tata Stories, there are stories about the fight against cancer. There are stories of the establishment of the Tata Institute of Fundamental Research, or the Indian Institute of Science, or NCPA. So most of the stories within the Tata Group, which are consumed either externally or internally, are around these 3 very powerful pillars. They're around pioneering, around excellence, and around community. Because authentically, these are the 3 pillars which have stood the Tata brand aloft. So I would say one important lesson for me is different brands may have different pillars, and different brands may have different ideals holding them up. But it is very, very important for a brand to be authentic to what it stands about and have a discipline of narrating those stories which are authentic to the idea of the brand and which are true to the idea of the brand. So that is one discipline that the Tata Group always bears in mind. The second thing that we bear in mind, Deepak, is that the legends of the Tata Group, such as Jamshedji Tata, our founder, such as J.R.D. Tata, who was our chairman for 50 years, a lot of our principles are derived from them. So, to be true to that, what we do is on the 3rd of March, we celebrate Founders Day, which was Jamshedji Tata's birthday. On the 29th of July, we celebrate J.R.D. Tata's birthday. And we use those days also to reflect on the stories of these giants on whose shoulders we stand today. So that's also a discipline that the group pursues every single year. Both 3rd March and 29th July are sacred dates on our calendar where stories of these legends are celebrated and we pay tribute to them once again.
Another institution that does a great job of storytelling is the Armed Forces. Here's Captain Raghu Raman speaking about the power of stories in building culture in a unit.
And I think how the forces do it is by storytelling. By creating a narrative of that organization, which is so strong and so powerful that any time a person puts on that uniform and he has got the shoulder badge of whatever it may be, Jat Regiment, Rajput, Bihar, Rashtriya Rifle, 22 MEC, the moment you adopt that, you sort of put on that, clothing on yourself and you become part of that unit, you also are immersed into the legends of that unit. So, for example, one of the rituals that happens in a battalion is as soon as new soldiers are commissioned in, and they may come in a batch of, say, 15 to 20 or 30 or whatever, they are actually taken around the officer's mess and the quarter guard, and they're shown all the trophies. And every narrative is, so to retrieve this flag, we lost 30 people in that battle. To recover the dead body of one of our comrades, we launched 7 attacks, and we lost several more in the process, but we did not let a body of one of our soldiers behind. Now, by the time you listen to the third or the fourth or the fifth story, I mean, your hair is standing on its end, and you realize that you are in a temple. This is not you are in the presence of your ancestors who have left this legacy behind, and that's the expectation from you.
If you like this topic, you might want to look up playtopotential.com and look for the playlists on culture and storytelling.